Today's Bible verse is 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3 is very practical. It gets to the point about doing the right thing no matter what. Starting in verse 8, we see a list of how to be like-minded. We should be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Another version says to be harmonious, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. That's quite a list, but Peter does not stop there. He tells us not to repay evil with evil, but to repay it with blessings. He says we are called to act in such a way that even if we are mistreated or insulted, our accusers will be put to shame. Then Peter quotes a portion from Psalm 34. In Psalm 34, David's running from Saul and pretends to be insane so he's not captured. The psalm starts with praising God and ends with a resolution about trusting God to rescue his servant. Paul uses this psalm to remind us how to act, to seek peace, turn from evil, and do good. Back in Peter, we're encouraged not to fear threats or be frightened, but we are to revere Christ as Lord. Every moment of victory, especially when hard times hit, starts with bowing before the throne of heaven. Peter tells us to be prepared to give an answer about our hope and to have such a good conscience that even if people say bad things about us, they may be the ones put to shame. He reminds us that Christ died on the cross for us. We are being made alive because of what Christ did on the cross. We are to align ourselves with the power of God and pledge to follow God with a sincere heart and a clear conscience. As business owners, we have to deal with suffering, attacks, and insults. In today's social media troll-ridden society, we can't help but run into persecution, especially if we boldly proclaim that we are Christians. I love verse 13. Who is going to harm you if you're eager to do good? When our motives are pure and our lives, personally and professionally, are lined up with God, there are many blessings to be found and reasons to be thankful. Blessings always outnumber insults. We can focus on one or the other, but not both. If you take time in your business to focus on the blessings, you'll begin to notice even more blessing. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.